There's a fear and a confidence issue when it comes to getting started with implants,
yeah.
doing more implants, because that's also part of this is doing more, getting, yeah. you know, for me, is it isn't training you to do implants. It's getting you to do them regularly.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple.
Get this. You're working harder for the same money, more hygiene, more fillings, insurance hassles. Yet, Dr. Smith down the street does a few implants a week and makes your monthly revenue in 8 to 10 days. So this week, we're going to talk about why implants is the biggest business growth lever that most dentists ignore. I know I ignored it. For nearly 7 years, 8 years of my career. And I'm here with Meredith, and we're going to break down the math and the process that can change everything for your career.
Welcome to Dentistry Made Simple, brought to you by 3D Dentists. I'm here with T-Bone, and our mission is simple. We're leveling the playing field for the individual dentist. You shouldn't be getting squeezed from every direction while just trying to take care of your patients. It's time to start evening the odds.
Speaking of evening the odds in this week's episode, that's exactly what we've created at 3D Dentists with our implant training program. Our digital implant continuum is a multi-course program that walks you from getting started in implant dentistry with our tooth replacement therapy to advanced implantology and bone grafting all the way through full arch implant training. You have didactic training and live patient option. And what's best is when you leave here, you don't leave alone. You leave with a community of like-minded dentists that are with you long after the training. Our goal is to take you from zero to confident in 5 days to get you started on your implant journey. More at the end about our program, but now let's get to this week's episode. Hey, Meredith, when a lot of dentists come here, they often talk about feeling stuck. What are you seeing with practices, you know, from your perspective of having been in my office for 5 or 6 years and now here at 3D Dentist for 5 years? What are you seeing when you're seeing practices that are stuck?
Yeah, when I talk to doctors, you know, it's the same patterns over and over again. It's the same thing everywhere. When people start to feel stuck, they start to work more. They start to get into that hamster wheel of working as hard as they can, seeing as many patients. And sometimes they get to where they don't know any different, right? Yeah. It just becomes the normal. Their profits are actually going down, but they feel so busy. They're starting to feel fulfilled. Like, I'm helping all these people. I'm doing as much as I can. I'm so busy. Everything's great. I'm busy, busy, busy. But then when they, you know, finally get a chance
to look
sit
at the
back
bank account
and look at what's happening, their profits are going down.
Yeah. Or what I often found was, what I often hear from this is, everything's fine. And then 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, they're burned out. They're overwhelmed, all of those things. And I like what you said about they didn't realize that there's a different game. And honestly, this was well before you joined my practice, but I was in that same boat.
Yeah.
And I never realized there was a different game. And that for me, that different game that unlocked so much for me was implants. You know, and I read this thing where I dreamed it up. You know, implants aren't just another clinical skill for your practice. They're a completely different business model for your practice. It can really change your practice and it can change your life. And, you know, it can really change everything.
Yeah. Well, T-Bone, let's break down today the real numbers. We hear this all the time. We hear practices and doctors say, I need more new patients. I need more new patients. And while they may need more new patients, like, we want the right kinds of patients, right? We don't just need more new patients. That can sometimes just create more chaos and more of the hamster wheel. So what's wrong with this thinking of needing
so much,
just more people?
There's so much wrong with it, but it's not surprising. You know, dentistry for the longest time, the only way to really grow was to literally do more and more of the same.
Yeah. Right.
And you just had to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And what's really happened in dentistry over the last 10, 12 years is that we really have gone into this mode of super generalist or the general specialist, you know, where the general dentist is like a specialist in your practice.
Specialty GP.
Yeah. Like and that changes everything.
Yeah.
And so this week I want to focus on the implants, but let me kind of give you some math on this. Okay.
Yeah. You're the number guy. Go ahead.
Meredith, you can't make fun of me because I'm brown and I can do math in my head.
I hit you with the math the other day, and I shocked you, I think. You were a little surprised.
I'm pretty sure you practiced that before you came in, okay?
All night.
And I just want you to know, and everybody listening, as much as I can do math and all of that in my head, mm-hmm. I'm like a dumb math Indian, okay? Like I'm a...
Don't give it away. You're not.
I'm less than average math Indian. There's some that
You're not a mathlete?
No, I'm not a mathlete. I'm a businesslete for mm-hmm. sure. But no, in all seriousness, look, a dentist can say, you know what, I can do 30 fillings a week, which is probably honestly pretty close to the number that they do. Okay. Right. And let's say on average, they get a couple of $100 per filling. Okay. So that's, let's call that $6,000 in production. But that means that's, 20 to 30 appointments, 20 to 30 times you break down and set up that room, 20 to 30 insurance claims, 20 to 30 follow-ups, 20 to 30 case presentations, 20 to 30 of everything.
And you're probably running behind, so you probably need a second assistant to be able to set up a second room, break down a room while you're starting somewhere else.
Yeah.
So factoring in all of those.
Yeah. And so, but the alternative could be that I see three patients mm-hmm. each week and do one implant on each of them. And that in of itself is the $6,000-$7,000 at the same time. Yeah. And now I did all of that.
Sounds too good to be true.
But it's not.
I know.
I mean, it is, but it's not. I mean, I'm living proof of it.
Right.
You know, and it's...
Well, I think of...
So we can go from 20 to 30 appointments down to 2 to 3
right.
appointments.
And so I think of all that time you have on those... extra where what are you going to do at that time you had where you had those 27 extra appointments?
Yeah.
How can your team grow and do things and be productive as well alongside of you with all the time they have not breaking down and setting up 27 other rooms? What are you gonna do with all those gloves? No, I'm just kidding. That's what somebody would say.
During pandemic T-Bone was every glove change was $1. So I mastered that for sure. That's the beauty looking back for
but
me.
What I've seen with a lot of our doctors, especially, I have to be on the mom side, but especially the women and the moms that are in our mastermind and have taken our implant programs is out of those 27 appointments that they're no longer doing, maybe 15 of those appointments are appointments you have for limiteds and exams and consults, but maybe the other 12, 13 appointments are time you have at home.
Yeah.
That's maybe working one less day, making the same amount of money, making more mm-hmm. working one less day, getting to be a mom, getting to drop your kids at school, getting to pick them up. And those are some of the things that really move the needle for people.
Yeah,
as well as making more, of course.
Yeah, you had asked the question, and I've had this philosophy for the last almost 15 years now, that my goal is to do about $1 million in personal production each year.
Right.
And the game I'm playing is how few days...
buying back your time.
...can I do it in, right? And so to your question was, what can I do with that extra time? Number one, I want to address what somebody's thinking in the audience is, well, somebody's got to see those filling patients. And you're right. Mm-hmm. If you believe that somebody has to see them, you can see them and you can just make more money. You could have an associate or a partner see them and you could have more time off. Or, you can kind of what you said. Like I've seen so many of, to kind of build on what you said, I've seen so many of our mastermind dentists, they don't work less days, they just work less hours. So now they drop their kids to school, they pick their kids up and things kind of, here's what I'll tell you to answer the question so we keep going is, you can do whatever you want with that time.
Yeah.
You can work just as hard as you're working and you can add, because the truth is a lot of people have the 3 extra appointments each week to add the implants in and they just want to bump their revenue. Some of us are super busy and we just want to do less. We want to see less patients, but not less revenue, right. You know? So there's some of us are like, hey, I want to bring an associate in. And so it can implants fixed all those problems for me is really what it boils down to.
And different seasons, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was important to you to drive your kids to school when they were in middle school. The most time you got with them in the day.
They were in jail. In my Tesla.
You locked them in.
They couldn't even open the door without me doing, you know, I had the Gullwing Model X. So, yeah. So, you know, look, here's the kicker to all, okay, is 30 fillings, 20 to 30 claims, 20, all those things, 3 implants, way less insurance, way less dependence on insurance. It's win, win, win.
Yeah. Well, if the math isn't obvious, I think you just made it very clear. So I guess, T-Bone, the question is, why aren't more doctors doing implants?
You know, it's a very really interesting question, and one I somewhat struggle with today, but at the same time, for 8 or 9 years of my, almost actually 10 years of my career, I was that person. You know, look, today while I do complex surgery, you know, dental surgeries, implant surgeries, you know, I was the guy that passed out in dental school watching a tooth being taken out. I was the guy that said I wanted to be an orthodontist because I didn't want to deal with blood. Then I realized you had to actually make good grades to be an orthodontist. You know, and now here I am, 70% of what I do is surgery. And really, you know, there's going to be 2 people listening in theory, okay? You're going to fall into the camp that I've taken CE before on implants, but I've just gone back and I haven't done it. Or you're going to be in the camp of, I want to do it, but I'm not sure about it. Mm-hmm. And I think the real word that answers your question there is confidence. I think it's confidence that holds more dentists back. And I was shocked at this number back in 2010 when I first started speaking on dental implants, was that around little less than 25% of general dentists were placing implants. And then today that number is not that much higher. It's certainly higher. It's probably 30 to 35%. But what's staggering on these numbers is if you break it down to the percentages that are doing what I call competency level implants, meaning you're doing at least 2 a month. Yeah. You know, if you do 1 a month, I wouldn't call you terribly competent at it. The numbers go down to the number of dentists, the percentage of dentists that are doing that many. And then, you know, if I can go into the math of how much opportunity there is, but it's fascinating to me. I think it really boils down to confidence. And for me, that confidence, because I took, I'm both of these people, okay? From 1999 till 2007, I didn't want to do implants. I was afraid.
Yeah.
I didn't take any training. Then I took my initial training in 2007. I went to the training. I came back. I basically placed 2 and I quit for several years. And then I got restarted. And looking back, what helped me get restarted was having a mentor, mm-hmm. having somebody behind me, and having somebody do live patients, with me going to do live patient training. And that's really what changed the game for me.
I was thinking I wasn't around when you started implants, but I shouldn't word it that way because I was living. I just wasn't in the office.
I'm not that kind of old.
But in my mind, I think of your progress and your CE on sedation.
Yeah.
Is a typical dentist. You weren't interested in IV sedation. The way you were doing things was fine. You didn't have a disruption until it was holding you back.
Yep.
Right? And then you went and got trained, you did your certification, and then you came back and it was kind of failure to launch.
Yep.
And until you put it on to someone else to help you kind of hold you accountable and push you along, right? And schedule your inspection and all of these things. Of course, this has more than implants.
Yeah, of course.
But then once you got started, it was just like, how did we ever?
Yeah. And now I don't do any sedations without IV sedation. Right.
So like, how did we go all these years without what we don't know?
Yet I tell people for 20 years, oral sedation was great.
And it was.
And it's
right?
a great start. You know.
Meanwhile, people will still go to training, do their CE, and they come back and they are more knowledgeable about implants, but then they just start referring more to the oral surgeon. And So it's funny because you know what I was thinking? We should send people home with a ham from their CE because they're like, I'm not going to get my ham at Christmas this year.
That's old Rick statement.
I know.
You know, here's what I want to say to people is there's a fear and a confidence issue when it comes to getting started with implants, doing more implants, because that's also part of this is doing more, getting, you know, for me, it isn't training you to do implants. It's getting you to do them regularly. And regularly for me is once a week. Like I define regularly for any procedure is I got to figure out a way to how to help you do this once a week because it changes the game. Yeah. It changes the confidence game. And for somebody saying, you know, I think to me, I look back, like I feel bad. I'm trying to be positive, but I feel bad sometimes. The risk of not doing implants is greater it's higher than the risk of doing them. Mm-hmm. And here's what I mean by that, because the writing is on the wall and it's crystal clear to me that if you're not doing dental implants, you are falling behind everybody else clinically, competitively, and certainly economically.
Yeah.
It is a no-brainer.
As well as providing that service to your patients.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what the patients want. Patients want something that's permanent.
Yeah.
You know, they want a tooth there. They want something that's permanent. People don't want to go missing a tooth. So when you talk about an extraction without an option to replace it.
Yeah, but they do have their, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. A bridge, but not something that a patient wants.
So here's what I would tell you listening. You're choosing either the certainty of falling behind and staying stuck or the reality of making such advancements that it can transform your practice and transform your life. And that's really the black and white decision that you have to make when it comes to dental implants. And today, more than ever, dental implants don't have to be intimidating. There's guided surgery, there's technology, there's all these ways of doing things. And there's more than enough of what green light everyday cases that you never have to push yourself. You don't have to say, oh, I have to go all the way to full arch or big surgeries or I don't get started. It doesn't have to be that way. I did bread and butter dental implants from 2008-09 till 2013-14 before I started getting into more advanced care. And and it was great for me. And, you know, and looking back, I wish it didn't take so long. And it wasn't a patient issue. It was more of my mindset issue.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, you know, look. I think this is a great time for me to put an ad in here, Meredith.
Okay. So add it on in there.
It's why we created our tooth replacement therapy implant program the way we did. It covers extraction and grafting so you can take out teeth and set up sites for implants in the future. It covers guided implantology so you can place implants with confidence and precision. And it covers the digital restoration so that you can do these in less visits in a modern way. You get the option to do this as a 3-day didactic program where you learn all of those things in didactic in lectures, or you can add on our 2 days of live patients where you'll work on 5 patients from beginning to end, doing these procedures from start to finish, not just lining patients up and drilling holes into people's heads, but doing these in the same way that you're going to do them back in your practice. And we allow you to bring your dental assistant with you so that you can go back and hit the ground running. So if you're ready if you're like, hey, money's tight or I'm not sure, get started with the didactic training program. If you're the person like me that just ready to go all in, start with our live training program. It's phenomenal. You'll meet amazing mentors who are there to hold your hand and are with you long after the training ends.
Well, I love that, T-Bone. So when a dentist is listening and they're thinking, okay, I'm convinced, I'm ready to get started in implants, and they want to switch the flip of the volume game to the value and creating that value for their patients, how do they start that?
Well, I think the first thing is, let me be realistic. Okay, this isn't a light switch that you can say turn on today and magically it happens. Okay, as much as I would I would tell you that as much as I would love to tell you it's magic.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not. It's I'm not trying to be that guy that you know. Look, You got to do the hard work. Okay, bottom line.
You're always the glass half full.
No, it's not. No, I'm trying to tell people you got to do the hard work. Okay. Yes. Step one is I got to get your mental confidence there. Okay, so we got to get your mental confidence. And for most dentists, that's a clinical confidence. Okay. Right. We got to get you confident clinically. Okay. So that, you know, and we talked about that. Okay. And then, but before you kind of do that, what I'd love for you to do is kind of take a look at next week in your practice or this week in your practice. And let's start seeing the patients that are already in your practice. And what I mean by that is how many missing teeth do you see each week? How many of those patients do you put together a digital plan where you plan it in your CBCT that you can see what an implant looks like? And how many of those patients that are cases that you could be doing or should be doing, how many of them get a treatment plan with a financial menu? And then how many of those people get scheduled? You know, and the better question I would ask you is stop offering partials and bridges as first line of defense. Start talking about dental implants as the gold standard for your patients that are losing teeth or going to be losing teeth or have already lost teeth. You know, I know this for a fact because I've seen it with some of our associates that come through the practice. Until they get trained, they don't even offer implants to the patients. They talk about bridges and partials and referrals.
And we're not giving our patients the chance to say, even the chance to say yes to the best.
Yeah. And so they're training patients to, and they think they're giving patients the less expensive option, but they're really not, because a bridge and an implant aren't that different in cost or don't have to be that different in cost, you know? So step one is shift your case presentation, you know, implants as the gold standard, even if you're referring them out. Okay. Because at the end of the day, we should be doing what's best for our patients. Step two is build surgical confidence with proper training. Look, that's what we do here at 3D Dentist. I'd love for you to get started here, but if you say, you know what, where else can I get started? You can get started on YouTube University. I mean, there's that option as well. You know, we've got a YouTube channel where we share videos of all of this stuff. We've got our 3D Pro app where we show these kind of cases, but nothing beats in-person training. I cannot tell you enough that online training is fine. We do that too, but it's like in-person training with something like dental implants is where it's at. And then step three is gradually transition your referrals to in-house. For me, that was green light implant cases came in-house. Then it became sinus lifts came in-house. Then it became, you know, advanced grafting, like now I'm growing bone, has come in-house. And then it became my overdentures came in-house. Then it became my full arch dental fixed implants came in-house. And now we're at a point where pretty much outside of pterygoids and zygomas, I'm doing almost all of them. And I was the guy afraid of taking out teeth. I didn't even take out teeth my first 4 years in practice.
Well, tell us about the business side, because this affects a lot of it. And I think this is where I like to tell people one thing that I think adds a lot of value to our implant course. I always say you can go anywhere and place 20 implants back to back to back. But when you get back, if you're unsure on the business side of either how to implement it into your schedule, how to bill for it, how to even quote unquote sell an implant case, then all of that practice of putting in 20 implants is going to be pretty useless.
That's why a lot of people fail to launch.
Yeah.
Or they fail to hit that one a week. Like I think we should, as educators, we should redefine launching as not that you go back and place a few implants.
Right.
I think we should define launches that you're going back and doing one a week. Mm-hmm. Now, how do we get you to do one a week?
Yeah.
And to me, and the beautiful part of all of this is now we're doing higher value procedures that makes, you know, honestly, it makes certain business problems easier. If you're producing more on less patients, you need less people. If you're producing more in general, you can pay your bills easier. You can hire and buy better people. You know, it makes certain business problems easier. If you need fewer patients with the same revenue goals, it creates less burnout, less chaos, less everything.
I think it can also give you a chance to slow down to speed up.
Yeah.
It can give you a chance to step back to create, have the time to create the systems that you want before.
Yeah, how many of us have said, I wish I had the time to train my front desk? Well, stop doing 30 fillings and do 3 implants and spend that time, that 20 hours training your front desk. Yeah. Your schedule becomes more manageable, okay? And your whole practice stress will go down.
Yeah.
And look, I want to, again, be the realist. Doing lots of implants opens up new and different problems.
Right.
But most of us wish for those problems. And, yeah. You know, and so step one is let's get rid of the problems we have. There is a solution. Yeah. And let's move to creating new problems.
Yeah, but I'll take dealing with the labs and scheduling all the lab stuff coming back and all that versus cleaning rooms all day. So there's different things, but things to look forward to. Well, let's say, you know, somebody's listening to this. A lot of people, I think, listen to us on their morning walk or morning drive to work. So let's say someone's on the way to the practice right now. What's the first thing they can do when they walk into the practice today, or what's something they can do the next time they're in there to kind of set themselves up for this path?
Yeah, it kind of builds on kind of what I said earlier, which is just audit your schedule. Okay. The first thing you should do is see what the opportunities are. Take a look at your last, you know, let's call it 20 extractions that you did in your practice. What percentage of them got bone grafts? Okay, well, I would even break down what percentage of them got a treatment plan for a bone graft or even got offered a bone graft. What percentage of them did the bone graft? And what percentage of your 20 patients that you took out teeth on became dental implants? And retrain yourself in this dental implant game. That case acceptance needs to be 10 to 15%. It doesn't need to be this 50 to 60%, 10 to 15%. So if you did 20 extractions last month, 10% would be 2 implants. That'd be great. Right. Like, you know, 15% would be 3 implants, okay? So we need to retrain this. I think that's part of the problem here is people want 50%, 60% case acceptance. Yeah. Oh, I offer grafts to my people, but very few say yes. I'm like, well, if 10 to 15% say yes, that's pretty damn good.
And I don't think we're prepared for the no's.
Yeah.
And then we get down on ourselves. We have to be ready to expect lots of no's. Yeah. So then we're not down on ourselves, because if you are, then you stop.
Yeah, yeah. I'm used to the no's. When you get back in the dating world, you get a lot.
Well, that too. Okay. Well, one thing at 3D that we love to do is help our doctors lead their team members.
Yeah.
So what is something that our doctors can go back and kind of lead their team members to be part of this conversation to help move the practice in the vision that we're all going?
Yeah, I think it's a huge point.
You've been waiting all day to do that.
No, I mean, like, well, a few episodes we did the Denzel. I had a couple of people text me or reach out to me about the Denzel. I think now I would love for you to text, just so I know people are listening.
Yeah, okay.
DM me or text me about my huge, you know, I'm not trying to get political at all. But it's a huge point that I think that I'd like to bring up that you kind of brought up was you got to get trained to expect the no's.
Right.
And as much as the dentist may be somewhat okay with that, the team really struggles with that.
And they're the one probably getting the nose.
Yeah, the most they get the nose before you even get the nose, right?
Or the, let me just tell you, as a treatment coordinator, the doctor comes in, the patient's like, yeah. And then you leave and the patient's like, I can't afford it.
I just wanted to be nice to him.
Yeah.
Or her. You know,
like, be nice to me and be mean to him.
So back to your question, Meredith. What do they do with the team? Number one, recognize your team is so important. It's why we now encourage, almost insist, that we bring your team members for all 5 days or 3 days, the entire time that you're here for the training programs. You know, train to ask different questions. You know, give them a script. I've so many of these episodes we talk about verbal scripts and, you know, different things, and just train them how to talk about dental implants. You know, I don't know what episode it is, if it's before or after this one. I recorded one on how Nike would sell dental implants.
Uh-huh.
And there's a great framework in there. I want you to go back and listen to that episode. There's a great framework in there about how to position dental implants so that patients want them. And train your team on that. Have your team listening to how Nike would sell dental implants. And I want you guys to reframe that this is... Implants aren't the expensive option. They're actually the best fair option for your patients long term, because implants are great, okay? And they're a hair more expensive on the front end, way less expensive over the long run.
Yeah. So the implant option, I think, is once we start presenting that, it just becomes so much easier. But when we talked about earlier, you did mention fear factor, and it kind of gave me, you know,
the spiders.
It made me think of critters, and you know, I don't do critters. But I would say more of like the confidence, right? So, how do these doctors handle going back and doing their first case and having the confidence, to start placing dental implants?
Oh, Meredith, I want to share some stories.
Okay.
Number one is stay in your britches and start simple.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember
stay in your britches. Welcome to the South.
Well, I mean, that's where we live. We're in North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
That's where I grew up. I chuckled, you know, so from 2000, I think I want to say 10 through about 2015, I was doing almost all the CVCT training for Sirona. Mm-hmm. And we would have people bring their first cases, and I would hear like every single class, somebody would come in and says, I've got my first implant case. I want you to take a look at it. And I would be like so excited because to me, there's nothing like losing your implant virginity. Okay.
And I didn't know that's what you were going to call it.
but I would open up their CBCT and it was a full arch case.
I knew it because I've had the same thing on the phone.
And I'm like, this is a potential recipe for disaster.
Right.
And I think.
And how you lose your britches and never want to start again.
Or you get lucky
once.
You know, get lucky. That's okay. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me, if your question was about how to get over the fear factor, number one is accept that there are plenty of everyday cases. Mm-hmm. Stick to those. Get some good mentoring. Don't go about this alone. And that's what we love about our 3D dentist. It's a community. We're a dental community organization.
Yeah.
They talk about DSOs and DPOs. I'm like DCO. We're a dental community organization where you own the practice and you get all the benefits, but you have the backing of a group.
A family,
And a family. And we're here with you, you know. And remember, the biggest risk isn't placing your first implant. It's waiting another year to get started. I mean, that's, you know, every month that you delay, it's another month that you're stuck and everybody else around you or many people around you are getting past you.
Yeah. And we've seen, now hundreds of dentists place.
Yeah.
Their first implant.
They lose their implant virginity.
And then go back and continue to keep
I don't know
that.
If that's child safe on here, but.
Yeah, I think we're probably rated PG-13 if there had to be a rating. So not concerned. Well, for the dentist thinking that sounds great, but I need more training first, what would you tell them?
This is hard for me because we're in the training business, right?
Yeah.
So stop using education as your procrastination. Okay. At the end of the day, there is no shortage of the ability to get whatever look, go online and buy Mish's textbook from Amazon. Okay. Go on YouTube University, come to 3D Dentists, get registered. Stop using I need more education as your way of procrastination. It's no longer acceptable. Okay. If you've taken you've already taken implant CE, join our growth club so you can get some mentoring and community behind you and then start having patient conversations. You know, I guess for me, what lucky for me is I had this mantra, let's get the patient to say yes, and then I'll figure out how to do it.
You know, actually a lot of people have said that. They've called me and they've said, well, I've already gotten 3 or 4 patients that want implants. So I guess I need to come down and do your next training.
We love it. We love it.
We're ready for you.
And clinical confidence comes from kind of 2 or 3 things: hands-on training, live patient training, and a great community mentorship of people pushing you, friendly competition, people holding you up, people being there for you when things are down. I can't tell you enough what the community's like. And, you know, the question isn't whether you're ready. It's whether you're ready to get ready and get going. If this conversation has you thinking that you need the right training and the support, let's go to 3D Dentists. It's what we're here for. You know, it's what we do amazingly well. It's built on my journey of how I've learned. It's built from practical implementation of how we're doing it in real life in our practices. It's not theory. It's not aspirational. It's inspirational more than aspirational, because we actually show you how to do it. And while there's amazing training out there and they're friends of mine, I will tell you, I'll put us up against anybody, because we have an amazing community of people that are just there to help serve and help you guys be your best. Okay. So let's go.
Yeah. Well, one thing before we wrap today up, I just want to mention, because, you know, the cost of the return of investment, the cost of getting started is a hindrance sometimes for people, but we help you get back and plan those first three cases. Those first 3 to 5 cases we'll help you with. Our community will be there to guide you through it. And you get back and that covers 15 to 20. Look at me with the math now. $15,000 to $20,000. That covers your whole training, everything in 1 month. So every month you're putting it off, you could be just crushing it on implants.
There's no good reason. You know, like I was afraid and didn't want to do surgery, and look at me now. There's literally, and there's no good reason, zero good reason. And just to wrap it up, it's time. It's changed my career. It's changed my practice. It's changed my practice and life economics. Let's get started with dental implants. Stop giving excuses. If you need help, just give me a buzz. Reach out to me on all the channels. If you're in our community, or if you're not in our community, join our community. We're here to help. This is what we do. You know, 3D dentists didn't start as what we wanted to do. It started because I just wanted to help people, and enough people wanted to come around and get help that we built an amazing community. So come join our community. Let's go. Everybody have a great week.
See you next week.